In the studio with me, I've got Jules and Liberty. Morning, girls.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you're from St. Francis Hospice, aren't you?
We are.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, lovely. You come straight from the hot foot from the hospice, have you come? Or did you come from home here this morning?
From home this morning,
oh, it's on the way. It's a halfway step.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to talk about Mission Mud, aren't you?
That's right, yes.
And I've got to tell you, it sounds fantastic.
It is fantastic. It's one of our best fundraising events of the year, and it's quite well timed. So if you've got a New Year's resolution or want to set yourself a new challenge.
Fitness goal.
Exactly, it's perfectly timed. It's on Sunday the 1st of March, and it's taking place at the Wild Forest, which is one of the nuclear races venues.
I know the one. Is that the one along Ongar Road on the right-hand side?
Yeah, Kelvin and Hatch.
That's it. Correct. Opposite the bunkery sort of thing that we've got there.
That's right. And you were saying earlier, as you drive past, you can see some of the massive obstacles.
It's a huge field full of mud and hills and zip lines and all the rest of it.
It is so much fun. I've done one there myself in the past. This particular one is a 5-kilometre mud challenge, lots of obstacles. It's brilliant to do as a team.
Now, I've got to ask, do you have to run this? Or can I walk around?
I am going to crawl through.
That's all right. No, that's fine. I think most people are going to crawl through, to be honest with you.
Run, walk or crawl. It's brilliant for all levels of fitness and abilities.
Yeah.
So don't be scared if you've never done one before and if you're thinking about entering, because you'll be able to do it. And it's a great team challenge. So all your teammates, you'll all help each other get to the finish.
Okay. Now, the teams that have to be made up of a certain amount, or can you have any amount of people join?
Any amount is fine. Yeah. You can do it on your own, or you can do it with just two or three friends, or you can have a huge group. We've already got a couple of local businesses entered, but they're going to have teams of 20 or more. So it's really the sky's the limit.
It's a great team building exercise. It's like about getting all your teammates to the end, you know.
This is fantastic. This is the equivalent of going down the pub and getting drunk together, in my opinion.
You'll probably get the same
afterwards.
The same high afterwards, and then you can go to the pub after it's finished.
I've deserved
a beer.
I've done things like this with the morning crews that I've worked for in the past from bigger companies, and they send us all out, and they are so much fun when you get all the work colleagues together. And you get dirty and filthy and muddy and you're falling over and it's just such a laugh. It really is.
Yeah.
It should be really good fun.
And you'll form such a close team bond afterwards as well. I think it's truly one of the best team building exercises that I've ever done.
Brilliant. So how much is it to charge? How much do you charge to enter this, or is it just a donation?
There is a set price because of the venue and that we're running it at. So it's £50 for an individual, or if you're booking a team of four or more, it's £40.
Right.
You can only enter over the age of 13, 13 and above. So and the price for 13, 17-year-olds is also £40.
Okay. So do you get a time? You was mentioning something earlier on about a chip that you're given. What's that about?
Yeah, it's a timing chip, so that if you want to set a time to complete the race in, you'll be given your time at the end, so you'll know.
Well, sounds like the marathon.
A bit like that, yeah.
Well, it's great if you've done it before and you want to beat your time from last year, then you can set yourself that challenge. My challenge is just to finish.
Just to get to the end.
If you're with me, you can just sort of plod along through the mud. But if you're up for a real challenge, you know, the new year, and you want to, you know, get a certain time, then we've got timing chips for you as well.
If you're one of our veterans, mud veterans.
Do you have many people come back year after year?
There are people that come back
Fantastic.
Year after year, yeah, because they enjoy it so much.
Yeah, it's always a bit, you know, I'm going to reveal the inner child in myself now. It's always, most fellas always want to go out and get filthy, dirty, and that's sort of, you know, sort of laying under your car when you're an amateur mechanic. That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
Dirty hands, dirt under the fingernails, mud all over the face. Because you've done that as a kid.
Yeah.
And then it stops. And this is a nice escape to go back to the childhood.
Yeah, and you don't have to, like, it will be absolutely, everyone will be covered in mud. There's no, you don't have to worry about how you look or anything like that. It's just going to be muddy.
Yep.
Gross.
The dirtier the better.
It sounds fantastic.
But loads of fun.
It's a perfect weekend. So what was the date for this again?
It's Sunday the 1st of March.
Okay, Sunday the 1st of March.
You can sign up on the website.
Ah, you can sign up already. Okay, the website is www.sfh.org.uk.
Yep.
And on the front page there is a direction from the...
Yeah, there will be a big banner for Mission Mud on the homepage, or you can just type in /mission-mud
okay.
Afterwards. But yeah, it's all on the website.
Okay, so it's going to cost you, if there's 10 or more, £40 each.
Four or more.
Yeah. That's £40 each, £50 each if you're a single or under four. And you can get, like, pubs go to this. I mean, darts teams are a great one to get because they're always so competitive. Two darts teams against another one.
Definitely. Darts teams, anybody that regularly get together, any teams of people. So if you're part of a running club or a gym... as I say, a workplace, group of friends. It's good for everyone.
It's for a bit of healthy competition between you and your colleagues as well. So
it can get quite nitty gritty, I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
There's always a grudge match going on somewhere.
Yeah. You can either sort of compete against each other, but what we find is most teams end up, you know, you get that sense of camaraderie and you all want to finish together.
Really supporting each other. And because there are bits that are, you know, difficult. It's not impossible.
I know. I've seen it.
It's a challenge.
This. Yeah, it is.
So, you know, there are bits where you need to help each other and, you know, build each other up and, like, encourage each other all to get to the end. So
We can do it.
Fantastic. So that's Mission Mud coming up. Now, I know, Liberty, you want to tell us about the Open Gardens. I've seen this in Abridge, I think.
Yes. So the Open Gardens campaign is kind of a nationwide scheme, but it's kind of our second year. But last year was just our pilot, so it was pretty small. So this year we're going a lot bigger. And it's basically the scheme that you can open your garden to the public and invite people to come and look around for a donation to the hospice, which is obviously amazing. We're looking to kind of get, you know, a few gardens so we can create a bit of a garden tour. Brentwood would really love to, you know, there's some beautiful places around Brentwood and Ingatestone and, you know, all around this area. So we're sort of thinking to the summer, if you are preparing your garden for, you know, the spring and planting, and it may be something to consider to kind of show off your garden.
I've seen some of these gardens. Yeah. They are absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And I know it's really early to be talking about it, but I know that, you know, people that you know, are really horticultural will be thinking about what they want to plant this year and, you know, starting to get ready. And it will be really exciting for you to have a purpose to make your garden look as beautiful as possible.
Absolutely, to support an amazing local charity at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, we're there the whole way to, you know, support you and sort of think how we can create fundraising opportunities and, you know, how you can sort of make the most out of you know, the little events. So, yeah, it should be really lovely. It's a really nice campaign and opportunity.
Now, I know that a vast majority of your money is made up from just donations and what have you. And I know you're looking for some, and it's £7 million a year, I found out recently. It frightened the life out of me because it's... You know, quite a lot of money each week that you have to collect. Yeah. I know you're looking for some volunteer drivers now at the moment. Is that right?
That's right, yes. We're always looking for volunteers. They make up a huge part of our workforce at the hospice, and we couldn't do what we do without them.
Yeah.
At the moment, though, we have an urgent need for volunteer drivers and driver's mates, specifically for our retail stores.
Okay.
They would be working on things like house clearances, pickups, deliveries, also to help the fundraising team with collections and deliveries. And people can give as many or as little hours as they have available, but any support that they can give us is greatly appreciated.
Brilliant. Okay, and it all starts, your hunt for any of that starts at sfh.org.uk. Girls, thank you very much for coming in. You're going to come in next month and tell us about some more stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. You have us back again.
Of course I'll have you back. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.